Our state capitol, close to the public, but not to lobbyists. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Blaise Level on the line today. Good morning.
Morning, Catherine. I'm actually calling in from the Capitol basement.
Yes, you're one of the few media outlets that actually, you're a tenant in that building.
Yep, that's correct. Us along with the Star Advertiser and the Associated Press.
Well, you know, I'm certainly glad that you've got eyes in there as you report to work every day. But your article is about how, well, the General Capitol building is close to the public. Lobbyists are coming and going.
Yes. So we heard concerns from some people that there were lobbyists visiting the Capitol earlier this year. Earlier in March, I had asked the state for a list of individuals who had been permitted entry to the Capitol. I'm not talking about legislators or their staffs, a guest list of sorts. Eventually, that request got forwarded to the House Speaker's office, which provided me a sign-in sheet for the month of February. And on those sign-in sheets, there were government officials, names of business leaders, and as our story points out today, a number of lobbyists were able to get in-person meetings with lawmakers in the month of February.
Now, I recall interviewing Sandy Ma, the head of the Common Cause Hawaii group, about access, you know, just as the legislature was getting underway, and she said she was on the list as she could get in as a guest. It is interesting just to see, you know, who got in to see, you know, key lawmakers at what particular times around, you know, maybe critical legislative deadlines.
That's right. And I spoke to Sandy. She's been the person raising alarm about this. And Sandy Ma, by the way, is also a registered lobbyist who was on the guest list, like you pointed out. And she told me she stopped after, you know, she kind of realized the hypocrisy of the idea. But it is interesting to look at the list. You know, there's a number of high-profile lobbyists that were making trips to the Capitol just in February. Top of mind is Capitol Consultants. That's Bruce Copel's shop. And Bruce Copel was a former, you know, aide to Abercrombie. Now runs one of the largest lobbying firms in Hawaii. We saw that there were an increase in visits around the times of these two legislative deadlines in mid-February when bills start to drop off. And you can kind of expect that. You know, you want to get input on measures that are advancing. And, you know, if there's something that you don't want to go forward, you kind of need to make that known to the lawmaker and try to get some roadblocks thrown in the way.
Well, you know, after covering the legislature for a long time, I know what's key to getting stories out down there is you've got to be down there because you never know when you're going to be able to spot a lawmaker who's got a really important bill before, you know, a key committee. And if you can, you know, snag him in the hallway to ask, that's how you get a story down there at the Capitol.
It is, and that's why I think it's still so important for media to have access to lawmakers. And that's kind of what this story is about. It's about access. In some cases, individuals are able to get in-person meetings with lawmakers, and in other cases, you know, they can't. And it's not to say that the lawmakers aren't meeting with their constituents. They certainly are. You know, I've heard from some that they're still going out to meet them in the community, social distancing, of course, and people can still contact their lawmakers to meet remotely. But the issue of the in-person visits, you know, for a lobbyist, having that in-person interaction and maintaining those relationships with lawmakers, it's paramount. I mean, it's how you go about doing your job. And even for them, I've heard that they're having challenges communicating now during the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, but there's nothing like face-to-face. I mean, you can always call people up, but, you know, getting to look into somebody's eyes and have a discussion about something, there's no substitute for that.
Exactly. And in years past, you know, you'd have those lobby days or at the end of session when a group would try to muster up support, they'd go door to door talking with lawmakers and try to, you know, get them to either support or oppose something. And now the average citizen can't really do that anymore because the Capitol is closed. The committee rooms are closed. They can't, you know, just waltz up to their legislator's office and chat them up about something. You either need to schedule an appointment and call remotely or try to get on one of these guests lists and get approval to enter the Capitol.
Yeah, and I know the lawmakers have gotten vaccinated. I think you and I are still waiting our turn, but hopefully we will look to the day when the state capitol is open again. Thanks so much, Blaze.
Thanks.
We have been talking to reporter Blaze Lovell with today's reality check. To read his stories and look at that list, visit civilbeat.org.